This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:06 Monday morning, and I wanted to say, today is 9/11. Everybody remembers where they were on this day. I remember sitting across from Vinny at that time, and as the news started coming in, it was the most surreal day. And
we
were sitting in these exact spots.
I remember the ridiculous speculation because we couldn't imagine how a plane would hit a building,
right.
And we were like, "Did the pilot have a heart attack?
Did the radar system screw up?
What could possibly be going on here?" And the idea that some guys hijacked a plane with box cutters—I mean, why would that have occurred to us?
Right. It wouldn't
ever
have.
In a million years.
So it was a tough day and a terrible thing, and all across the country and probably in places around the world, people are, taking a minute to think on it today. I was just reading a thing about a big gathering that they're doing in New York at the new building.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Freedom Tower? Is that what
yeah.
it's called?
Mm-hmm.
And President Trump, I don't know if he's already done this, but they're going to do a moment of silence, and, it's 9:00 on the East Coast, so... I just want to take a second and acknowledge.
Well, weird that we were on when it happened. That's
I know.
A lot of people.
Strangest thing.
In fact, we'll see texts coming in now that say, we were listening to you guys
yep.
when that happened. It's a thing they remember.
Absolutely.
I was listening to Sarah and Vinny when that happened.
And, of course, the first responders were the heroes that day. And on Saturday, Hooman and Brin did something to help people who, because apparently it's a big thing that can tear families apart. These first responders and emergency workers, firefighters and policemen and EMTs, and they suffer post-traumatic stress. And so this was specifically to raise money for people dealing with that and mental health stuff that can be as a result of the things that they do to help other people. So in the end... You guys did not win. You did not have the highest amount of donations, but it's...
Thanks for starting off with
sure.
that.
Well, here, let's...
who did win?
The fire commissioner.
Which is as it should be, right?
Yeah, he beat us by $4,000. But...
good for him.
The day of the event was actually really kind of fun and somber at times. There was the woman who's the fire chief, her name's Janet Hayes. Huge fan of this morning show.
Oh.
Huge. Listens to it every morning.
Janet or Joanne?
Joanne Hands. Yeah. And then the police chief was there, and obviously our big boss, Doug Harville. And
did he run the stairs? That's nice.
No, he was there. He spoke quite a bit from the stage.
Oh.
And then all the CBS radio stations, a lot of people from KCBS were there. They had bagpipes. They had the color guard.
What did Doug say?
He just said it was an honor for CBS to partake in this. And, we have so much respect for all of these people that, do so much for all of us. And
he's the one that wanted the cluster to
participate. I see.
So
well, you guys stepped up because that is no small thing. And you ran the stairs a bunch of times
to practice.
So hold on.
Which would have been a great idea for me to do.
But what happened, Brian?
How
what
far
happened?
Behind Hooman were you?
I wasn't.
So with no practice, you kept right up with him.
I didn't keep right up with him. He definitely had a little bit more stamina.
Well, hold on. We wanted to make this fun, so we tried to Instagram Live and Facebook Live the entire thing.
I was watching you guys on Facebook.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I was like,
were you laughing?
Yay! And then it cut out. I was like, okay, I guess I'll watch TV now.
So, the stairwell is just lined with a ton of concrete. And we were good, I think, for the first four or five flights.
And Brin was like, wait, we're only on the second flight?
Everybody
I thought
was
we
mad
were on
at
the
me.
Fourth.
I was saying, 489 more to go, guys. All right, 48 more to go, guys. They're like, shut up, Brin.
How many people were running them with you?
Well, I'd say altogether there was about 220 people.
Oh boy.
Well, the thing is, you go one at a time. You know, you wait a minute, and then one person goes.
I see.
Hooman and I, of course, were like, we want to go together. And
were you guys like the first ones? It seemed like you guys were like the very first ones.
There were some elite runners that ran at 8, so we ran around 9:20.
And were KCBS people behind you?
Yeah, they ran right behind us. Yeah.
Did anybody pass you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh. But we passed a lot of people, too. There were some firefighters that ran it with the 80 pounds of gear.
Mm. Oh, they did with the full gear.
Yeah, yeah. We had that option. I said, no, thanks. Well, it's going to be hard
Oh, that's
enough.
Just an option? Nah, I'm not going to do it. 1,154 stairs or something?
Oh, 1,197 stairs.
So what's your time?
So, like I said, we were Facebooking and Instagramming, so we weren't really... So, at the end, I think it was like 16 minutes, 17 minutes, something
that's
like that.
That.
Did you get a time?
I didn't get an exact time. I just kind of looked at the clock before we got, and then the clock when we got to the
He did say at my house last night that he felt good about himself at the top because you were in such bad shape.
I was, yeah. Well, I collapsed as soon as I got to the top.
Collapsed?
And, yeah, you know, I was in autopilot mode by floor 45. Kind of just halfway dying. And then so when I got to the top, you know, I'm like, so I sat down because I'm like, oh my God, I just need to get a breath. And he's like, Bryn, get over here. Let's take a selfie. I'm like, wait.
Can we take one from the ground?
Yeah, can I just lay on the ground and you lay next
second.
To me?
So was there like a party for you guys on the top?
Like
there was a party back down at the plaza. So when you got to the top, you took an elevator back down 52 flights. Mm. You got to the plaza and there was... drinks and food and music and camaraderie. It was really nice.
Good.
Aww, thought it was a good event. You guys did a great job raising a bunch of money. And what was their total? You said it was well over
100. I thought it was 130,000 or something.
That's great.
Something,
yeah. They wanted to get 140. They got 130. So.
Oh, I thought originally they just wanted 100.
Oh, 100. Yeah, they wanted 100. They got between 130 and 140.
Great. Well, good job, you guys.
And I'll be posting a picture at the end of this break of the run.
Here's something just kind of fun. Twitter.
All right.
Who got in trouble?
Nobody got in trouble. But it's funny because this actually reminded me of another tweet that this guy sent out a couple years ago. John Mayer makes the news on Twitter over the weekend. He said,
no.
On Friday he tweeted, "I spend an inordinate amount of time per day wondering if Nicki Minaj would like me or not."
So, line laid out.
Mm.
And bait set.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Nicki said.
He's such a blatant player.
Player
so
player.
Blatant, isn't it? I mean,
so
come
funny.
On. Like, okay. And she's on Twitter, clearly.
Uh-huh.
Her people didn't have to tell her.
She flirted right back.
Of course she did.
She said, "Would my body be your wonderland?"
Sexy.
He replied, "Please hold. Losing my ass. This isn't my reply yet."
Losing his ass.
Losing his ass.
He was
because
S-word.
Nicki
losing
actually tweeted him back,
right.
And now he's losing his over it.
I'm not a celebrity who bones all the hot chicks and does this purposefully.
And
I'm a little boy.
That was Friday, and there's been no further exchange. So my guess is they went to DM. And for all we know, they banged over the weekend.
I was going to say, they have the means to hop a plane. I wouldn't doubt they've already hung out.
Yeah. It was back in like 2010 that he tweeted that thing about his wiener being a white supremacist.
Right. I don't remember the tweet, but it was something like, I'm the United Colors of Benetton.
I have
but
it. I don't think I open myself to dating black women. My wiener is sort of like a white supremacist. I've got a Benetton heart and an effing David Duke wiener. I'm going to start dating separately from my wiener. Which he took some heat for. Like people
he took
were
a
like,
lot of heat.
What are you trying to say here? But now, apparently, you know, the two have caught up with each other and they're going to do Nicki Minaj. Maybe someone needs to remind Nicki Minaj of that tweet.
Well, if you know... Do you remember he was trying to be a comedian?
He was. He's apparently is a funny guy and thinks he's hilarious.
But he's also a pop star. And in some ways, you need to remember where your money comes in from. Mm-hmm. And the idea of pushing the envelope as a comedian, that can land you in hot water and you don't want that to affect the other way your money comes in.
Mm.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, Twitter. It'll get you. You think you're being hilarious. Turns out you're offending everyone. Or now you're in a beef with someone. The Twitter wars. They're my favorite. So that's just a fun little story to get us started. Because now I have a bunch of hurricane-related
stuff. He's fishing on Twitter.
He's fishing.
And it's working.
And Nicki Minaj immediately took the bait. And then there was no more exchange between them, which is the most exciting part of it. What the hell happened? Good times, people. So over the weekend, Florida was actually, I was very surprised, like Marco Island, where my parents live, was specifically, like, as I was watching the CNN coverage and the Weather Channel, Marco Island was like, apparently the eye went right over it. So I was seeing the words Marco Island. Oh my God, they're actually talking about my parents.
I almost texted you a couple times yesterday because they kept mentioning Marco Island, Marco Island. And I just thought, oh, thank God the parents are out of there.
They're out of there. And my sister left too.
Wait,
everybody.
So, but you say the eye, which is notoriously calm.
Well, basically that's the center of the storm though. So it went right. They were in the path.
Uh-huh. Like, so it got throttled.
Well, by the time it made landfall in Florida, it had been way downgraded. There were big surges, and Miami there's a lot of water there. Mm-hmm. And Naples, which is the big town near Marco Island, a lot of water there. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a reporter on site. I didn't see any actual, because I was looking to see if I recognized anything.
Of Marco.
Uh-huh. So it was a very, very bad storm. It doesn't sound like it was anything approaching Harvey, but it was bad.
Well, the wind, I guess, is what mostly did it. A lot of power lines down, right,
yeah.
Vinny?
Like,
I have a ton of stuff on this. You want me to do it now?
No, it's okay. I want you to dedicate your thing to it because I have other stories about it. I just wanted to give an update that it looked like, you know, my parents got out of there. They did have some friends who stayed, who went to like this shelter. Mm-hmm. And so she's been talking with them and they're saying it's bad, but it's not as bad as it could have been. And they won't know until they get home.
I'll tell you this. So in my opinion, it didn't seem like nearly as bad as all the scare news prior to it arriving. And yet they say here, Irma spent 3 days as a Category 5 hurricane. No other hurricane has ever done that for that long. Mm. It's the biggest one ever.
Right. Well, the Caribbean got murdered.
Right.
But by the time it hit Florida, you know, it was still a lot of people don't have power and there is going to be a ton of damage, but they've downgraded the damage estimates. They were saying this could be a $50 billion storm and now they're saying it's more like in the teens, like $14 billion.
Which we don't even know what that means.
Right, we don't. We have no idea what that means.
$14 billion. What?
Still sounds like a lot. Kristen Bell.
What's a light post cost?
I have no idea.
I mean,
right? And aren't palm trees a grand a piece, Vin?
Yeah, if anyone
knows how much a palm tree
is,
they're
more expensive than that.
Oh, what do they cost?
They're outrageous. Mm. Yeah, those dead palm trees I bought were thousands,
$10,000 worth
each.
Of palm tree.
I want to say the total was that.
Oh Jesus!
Both
those
dead.
Look dead.
Dead, as they were delivered and planted. Don't worry.
They come right back.
That'll be fine. If you don't know the story, I got ripped off by some landscaping dude. Mm. That's all. The end. Big surprise.
Kristen Bell, who was one of the stars of Frozen. That's probably how you would know her best.
Mm-hmm. Vinny.
Yes, you. Yeah. You, Vinny.
Yes, I know Frozen well. Mm-hmm.
So she was filming a movie in Orlando and wasn't able to evacuate in time, so she got stuck at her hotel. She saw a tweet from her Frozen co-star, Josh Gad. He plays Olaf, the snowman. He said his parents, his brother, his sister-in-law, his niece, and his nephew were stuck in Florida, too. So she rounded them up and brought them to her hotel.
Oh, good for her.
Josh tweeted, "They don't make them like this, girl. Thank you, Kristen. You're truly an angel sent from above." And then Jennifer Carpenter from Dexter. Isn't that she plays Dexter's sister?
Oh, you know what's funny is I watched that whole series beginning to end, and I couldn't name the actress's real name. At all.
Wait, what's
no
her
idea.
Name?
Because they dated in real life, right?
Or they married.
Were they married for a very short time?
Very short
what's
time.
What's her full name?
Jennifer Carpenter, it's saying.
Yeah,
here.
That sounds right.
She saw what Kristen did for Dexter sorry, what she did for Josh. And she was like, can you help me too? I got some family in Tampa. Her aunt and her 82-year-old grandmother were stuck at a house in Tampa. They'd been planning to ride out the storm by hiding in a closet and wearing bike helmets.
Oh, goodness.
What?
So Kristen went and got them too. Well, she sent people to get them and bring them to her hotel.
Oh, that is so cool.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then she went to a shelter in Orlando.
Look at her.
And sang the song from Frozen.
Get out of here.
Do you have that audio?
Yeah, it's called For the First Time in Forever. Right.
Did they throw stuff at her and ask her to leave? Get out!
They didn't. They went,
it's bad enough in here.
Well, I'm not thinking about the storm for a minute, I guess.
Kicking them when they're down. It's not right.
Oh, Vinny. Boy,
you can hear the crowd going, can the rich lady get a steak? Because, I mean, steak. That's what we need. A steak and a potato. Take your song.
A steak and a potato.
You know what that sound means, right? Right.
Necker Island. That's Richard Branson's private island in the Caribbean.
It's called Necker?
Necker Island.
All right.
It's destroyed. And he was there. Apparently, he has a... I guess it's a nature preserve, but it's really like a zoo. Something like 250 flamingos, 60 lemurs. Huh. They did lose some animals.
What do you mean lose? Like they're out looking for them now?
Let's go with that. Hundreds and hundreds of various animals, parrots and all kinds of tropical animals. And
what do you mean lose?
I mean, is someone storm out take looking them away? For I'm the gonna, lemur now?
I'm going to go ahead and say that they are lost and will find their way home. So TMZ, I don't know how they got these photos. Somebody's flying over the devastation down there. Here is a shot of...
lemurs looting. Are they looting Branson's not, place? Because that's something that happened in Florida, too.
Yeah.
Well, this is an island. So, I mean, you know, even if they are looting the island police, I'm sure we're all over them. So this is what the resort, and this is not really a resort, right? This is his private kind of getaway.
Right.
So it's lovely, and it's sort of tiki hut style. It's got the thatched roof on there, which I'm, you know.
Before Irma, this says.
Yeah, before Irma. And here is a shot. It's from the other direction.
Well, you know the three-story thing went down. It's made of hay.
Well, it actually stayed up, believe it or
what?
Not. But the hay's all gone, Vinny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not good. And then half of everything is just buried on the beach, like anything that didn't just wash out to sea. They say that the flock of flamingos was able to figure it out, so they lived. The lemurs lived. I guess some of the parrots and those sorts of things survived, but they're not being specific at all about the animal.
I don't want to hear
losses.
It.
No.
So that's good.
Here's a couple of other shots. He said much of the building and vegetation on Necker has been destroyed or badly damaged, but British Virgin Islands hurricane hashtag Irma story is not about Necker. It's about the tens of thousands of people who've lost their homes and their livelihoods. And he is coordinating to try to help the local communities around there. Virgin.com/unite. And then there was a support appeal on there. There's just a shot of the beach. But it's a, there's a place that got flattened. Well, it got taken down to its framework anyway. Mm. I was actually surprised to see that much of it was standing because when I saw the before photo, I was like, oh, no, that doesn't look like a building that could
withstand
150-mile winds.
Neither do the legs on these flamingos. Yikes.
I know. They made it, though. Apparently that flock is okay.
All right.
That's them in better days there.
Yeah. Right? Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. That's,
okay, I was going to say.
That's another before shot.
They stand on tiny little sticks. Mm.
They do. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll give you a rundown of Irma real quick, mm-hmm. just to get you sort of up to date. And then I've got a bunch of fun nonsense, fast facts. I've got a Marvin Gaye fast fact I think you'll really like.
Oh, okay.
And then other stuff after these. Radio.com.
Radio.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show at 6:36, Monday morning. It's going to be a great week, everybody.
Yeah, it is.
It sure is, everyone. Go to the Alice 97.3 Instagram. I posted a picture of me and Bryn with the chief of police, William Scott, the chief of the fire department, Joanne Hayes-White, Doug Harville, all of us that participated in the SF stair climb. Thank you to everyone who contributed. I think we raised over $130,000 for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress. So thanks, everyone, and check out the picture, and that's it.
Thank you, Homan. Good job.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has won the Best Website of All Time award.
Oh, man. Wins it year after year.
20 then. Years running.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Before the internet even was a thing.
Right.
We were taking
killing
awards
it.
For stuff. Strong.
That was great.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, here's what's
click away,
happening.
People.
Yeah, please, just go to RadioAlice.com. That's all I'm trying to say.
Click it.
Don't mind the nonsense. Just understand that thing needs clicks badly. All right. For a minute, let me just be serious. Today is September 11th. Obviously, we were attacked on this day. And they're going to have a commemoration today where they will time the moments of silence to the airplanes striking the towers.
Oh.
That's in New York.
Right.
But that's, and I guess that's, what is that?
It's over by now, isn't it? Wasn't the first one at like our time?
I have a timeline here.
5:58, and the second one was like 6:14 or something. Or
oh, you're right.
A little later than that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that's happening, right. And I'm sure you'll be hearing more about that. And obviously here in San Francisco at AT&T, they set up the big, all the names are there.
Mm.
And they just bring it out every year, and they put
that.
It up between the palm trees.
Uh-huh.
And it's
just right in front?
It's never forget, and it's right on that corner out in front, right on along Embarcadero. So it's been out for a week now.
Oh my goodness, I haven't seen
of
that.
Of course, the name, well, I mean, you're not looking.
I'm driving.
Right.
You're looking at the road.
Yeah.
As you should be. And it is dark.
Right.
So, the big storms. So, AccuWeather has predicted the economic cost of Harvey and Irma together to be around $290 billion. Again, mm-hmm. Once you get to the bees, it's hard to even
fathom,
understand. But this is the first time in history of record keeping that two Category 4 or higher hurricanes have hit. Harvey and Irma struck the U.S. mainland in the same year. It's a record. So, and weather people are like, that in and of itself is extraordinary. Because weather people, you know,
They look for stuff like
they
that.
Don't, well, yeah. They don't love the destruction and the you know, the death and all that. But
this
they
is
do.
Their bread and butter.
The weather is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's also unprecedented, they say, that Irma has sustained intensity for the longest period of time of any hurricane or typhoon in the satellite era. And I already mentioned that earlier. It spent 3 days as a Category 5 hurricane.
Which is the highest.
It's no other hurricane has ever. Yeah, no, there's no six that I know of. No other hurricane has ever sustained that much power for that long. It's now down to a Category 1, although it's headed for Georgia, and people are obviously concerned.
Right.
It had winds over 185 miles per hour for 37 hours, which is a record. Irma was almost 400 miles wide, as you mentioned on Friday.
Andrew.
A few hurricanes could fit in that one.
Right. Ones that have, you know, decimated areas could fit a couple in there.
Around 26 million people have been affected by Irma, with a total damage of over $120 billion. And yet they're saying it wasn't as bad as they feared.
Right.
So they're still trying to. In fact, at 3 a.m. when I was reading the news, they said today they'll sort of, once the sun comes up, they'll be able to get a look at just how bad things are. That. Oh, I thought I'd mention this real quick because Facebook's fun, right?
Mm.
Did you see? I actually only saw the headline, which was the sheriff's department putting out a news release saying, "Do not shoot at the hurricane."
I saw that. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Okay, right. It's so dumb.
Someone doing that?
So over the weekend, a Facebook group sprung up encouraging people in Florida to try and get Hurricane Irma to go away by shooting at it. The 22-year-old guy who started the group is named Ryan Edwards. Ryan, R-Y-O-N.
Ryan, yeah.
He's from Daytona Beach, Florida. He says, it was supposed to be a joke, but clearly not everyone got it.
Yeah.
You can't joke about
55,000 people joined the group.
Oh, my.
And so the sheriff had to put out a press release saying, do not fire into a hurricane. Evacuate.
Yeah. Hide.
Yeah, run
do what
from
you
it.
Gotta do.
Get out of here. Won't make it turn around. And actually, firing bullets into a storm, we don't even know
where
which way those bullets
go, right?
will go.
Yeah, that's could people be that stupid as to think that they could stop a hurricane?
Yes. I mean,
they joined for fun. They're just like, oh, that'd be
well.
And
any
be
reason
nice
to fire off a gun, right? Don't some people like that?
Florida loves their guns. Mm.
I think that in general, our society is pretty good. But if you've ever had jury duty where they get just a random group of people together and you see everything from the person who's actually in tears, and you're like, look, none of us want to be here.
Yeah,
pull it together. Okay? God, you're making this worse. We're all here. Snap out of it. You're a grown-up.
Yeah.
To the people who are doing actual high school nonsense to get out of jury. Like, you just go, okay, there's all kinds.
Right.
We don't always cross paths, but this is one place where they pull them all in.
Yep.
And you see it all.
Hello there, neighbors.
There's plenty of people out there who don't get the joke. Great. Or don't get whatever that is. He's saying it's a joke.
It is a joke. I mean, I'm sure that was his intention. I mean, I feel like everyone knows that you don't shoot into a storm. You can go ahead if you just want to fire your gun off. You know, yay for guns that people love. But you know you're not stopping everybody knows that. You are not going to affect.
You know what they say about common sense? It's not so common.
Oh. Did they say that?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a good saying.
Uh-huh. Mm. How about a fast fact?
Okay, I like a fast fact, Finny.
Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. You like that song?
I do.
Can you get me the very last line as the song is fading out, Bryn?
Oh, man.
The very last line. You can barely hear it as the song fades out.
Uh-oh. All I got was please.
Please don't think.
Please don't procrastinate. It's not good. The word rhymes with procrastinate, and it's about sleeping with yourself. Remember I asked you if I could say that word?
Oh,
and you were like,
yeah, no. I don't. I think that in certain contexts you can say it. If like you're having a medical conversation and, you know.
Clinical.
Please don't procrastinate. It's not good to sleep with yourself.
Oh, he's saying it's not good to do that?
It's not good. He wants you to heal him so he doesn't have to heal himself.
Oh, I see. Oh.
You understand.
I got it.
That's the.
I did not know that. Play it again.
Oh
man, it's there! Oh, that's.
You didn't hear it the first time?
I didn't hear it the first time.
Uh-uh.
Play it again.
Can you? I don't think you should.
I don't think we should. No,
it's that song that has been played on the radio for 50 years.
Now that we're putting it into context,
it's
our bad now.
Version.
If we do that, it's our bad, and I'm not.
The radio edit, Sarah.
I don't need a meeting today. Thanks.
It's Monday.
There wouldn't be anyone here, please. They're all so tired from the Sarah climb. That is incredible.
Isn't that fun?
It's hilarious. I think of all the times I've heard that song and I've never, and there it is, clear as a bell.
Yeah. Funny.
That's a good one. Shame.
One last one and then I'll move on to another story. There's a pro wrestling move called the choke slam where the wrestler lifts his opponent up by his throat and slams him to the ground.
Oh. The choke slam.
That was invented by Abraham Lincoln.
What?
Yeah.
He was a wrestler?
He was a wrestler.
That was happening
do that
in
too.
The 1800s?
Abraham Lincoln invented the choke slam.
As a like a kid when he was trying to cut weight, he was, you know, at his high school or whatever.
Choke slam.
That's so funny.
Abraham Lincoln.
That's like he did not.
He did so.
He did not.
Did I not just prove the first fast fact?
It does not. That's not a blanket application for
sure
all future fast facts.
It
Vinny.
Supports the truth behind all of my stories. I don't have a photographic evidence
you.
Of young Abraham Lincoln chokeslamming someone.
That wasn't in the movie.
I'm sure it's in one of his great speeches, but I don't have that available to me either. Men with red hair are having more sex than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because of Tormund, the bone
No, they think
guy
it's Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm. Funny. It is based on someone. Oh, that's hilarious. Well, Ed is really getting nerds all over the place late, I'm sure. I mean, he's not just a nerdy-looking redhead. I mean, he's, you know, Muppety-looking guys are getting laid probably more, and Beaker's probably getting more action. You know, that's pretty funny. Girls are squinting a little bit so that you kind of look like Ed Sheeran as they're doing you. That's good for him. Good for you gingers out there. That's your favorite line.
According to a new survey,
that to each other all the time.
20% of red-haired men say they're having more sex than they used to, and they're getting teased less too. And the most common reason they state is Ed Sheeran's popularity has made red hair more desirable. And women are backing it up. Another survey says that 1/3 of women say they're more into redhead guys now than ever before.
Yeah. Maybe it is the Ed Sheeran effect that I mean, that's the thing about redheaded people. We all know this to be truth. You're either like beyond hot or oh my. And Ed's clearly on the oh my side. I mean, but he's so talented that he, you know, gets points for that. But man, there have been a couple redheads over the years that I've been like, ooh, that's pretty good. I like that Prince Harry. He's hot.
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
You'll leave him in. He can stay.
He can stay.
All right.
Yep. That's funny.
What? Redheads?
It's funny that Ed Sheeran is popularizing the redhead.
I've always thought red-haired people are very attractive.
Yes.
You're saying, oh, no,
there's some unfortunate
people of every type.
It's just there's no like kind of regular looking like run of the mill redheads.
I think one of the things that I've come across though is you have to dress red hair a certain way. You really have to be careful what you put on.
That's true.
Because you can clown yourself bad real quick. You are a clown.
Like I would
and it's
think,
not your fault.
No.
Bozo, I don't know who drew Bozo the first time with the red hair, but you got to be careful how you dress yourself.
I do think that pinks are not great with the red. I actually think like you see a redhead in like a jewel-colored green dress or something, and it's like, holy crap, that looks amazing.
Stick to jewel.
Yeah.
Colors.
Banana yellow with red or yellow
accents. Yeah, probably not.
A little clowny.
I'm thinking that's not good.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah. Fun.
Redheads.
Fun topic.
Peaking.
Sure. It's great.
Our text number is 800-400. Oh, you know what? I wanted to do sports real quick. Cal won.
Oh, yes.
Cal.
Congrats to Cal.
Our boy goes to Cal now.
He does.
Is he excited?
About the game?
Yeah.
I would bet $100 right now that he doesn't even know that what the score of the game was or that they won. That's my guess. Although maybe they all talk about it on campus. I have no idea.
So he stayed on campus?
He did.
Oh, of course he knows then. That's infectious. That will catch. He'll start to get it. He'll catch that and you'll be surprised. Down the line, he'll be like, yeah, Ma, everybody.
I hope he does.
It's
because
a thing.
I would love to watch football games with him.
We used to have a nail shop in Berkeley, and the most popular design my
sister.
What
shop?
A nail shop. People would always request to put the bear paws on their nails. It was super cute, but it was really popular out there in Berkeley.
It's really cute.
Yeah, all the girls would want those little bear paws.
Sure.
It's adorable. But yeah, it's a big thing out there.
Cal won.
Congratulations, Cal.
Also, the Raiders won and the Niners lost. We need to get it. Whatever.
Do you want to say the Niners score?
Should you?
It was 23-3. It wasn't the worst of all time. I mean, someone wrote in, though, and said, Vinny, people left the game because it was... Oh, yeah. I was at the 49er game yesterday. It was just too hot. Most of the stadium seats are in the sun. I'm not surprised it was empty. Listen, in Buffalo, when it's negative 10, people are there with their shirts off. Don't give me this 85 degrees in the sunshine and you couldn't stay. If they were winning, if we were good, people would have been there.
Right. It was embarrassing how empty those stands were.
Well, you know, yeah. Our team isn't good. We're a work in progress. We're on the comeback.
Parking's really hard.
Yeah.
Really hard. You got to park far and walk.
Yeah, it's not a good setup down there. And I'm sure a lot of people who are bummed
been
about
yet.
It.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh.
I told you the last time I went to a game was at Candlestick. And everyone was so S-faced, I just went, it's not worth it. I'll watch it from home. I don't need it. I'm not going to bring my family out.
Well, sounds like you could go now. You'd have a whole section.
I guess so, yeah. does sound good, kind of good. Huh. Didn't think about it that way. Way to bright side, Sarah.
You're welcome.
800-400-3697, if I didn't already say that. 415 says, just tuned in. How are Sarah's parents?
Fine. They left last week, and they are up in Massachusetts now.
Oh, that's great. Having bar pizza and lobster.
Lobster, sure.
Lobster.
Staying on the Cape.
What are those sandwiches called?
Lobster rolls.
Oh, lobster rolls.
Yeah. They have some of those.
I haven't gotten a full accounting of the... I actually silented the group text that I'm on because, oh my God.
What happened?
Just a lot of texts happened.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Nothing. I just... You hit do not disturb and you don't get notifications for that one anymore.
Excellent.
Like, I'll look at it later.
5. Wow, thanks for the wardrobe advice. Signed a redhead.
That's funny.
Sorry.
408 says, it's not Ed Sheeran, it's Jamie Frazier from Outlander who's making Red a desirable thing. I think
who's
I'm going to have to start watching that show. It's a book I read years ago, Outlander. It's about this girl. She goes to like a Stonehenge thing and she winds up 200 years back in the past and now she lives there.
Yeah, but who... So Jamie Frazier's a girl.
Jamie is the dude that she meets up with there.
Right. Oh.
And apparently they're doing a really good job with the series. I've been seeing it everywhere. I might have to watch that.
Did you watch Ray Donovan last night?
We watched the first two episodes.
Oh, so you know now.
And I would like to say...
Here we go.
...that you guys are... I'm grateful and amazed... That you did not
I didn't tell you,
spoil
huh?
a
That's how
thing.
You do it,
you
man.
Even misled
Who's that
us.
For? Who are you talking to?
You.
Oh,
Mr.
Keep that
Spoiler.
Going.
I'm not done with the clapping.
We do it.
Yay! Yes.
Oh, that's all you got.
How we do it.
Oh, look at Sarah go.
This is how we do it.
Oh boy.
White girl dance, everyone.
Dude, you should have seen me Saturday night with my white girl dancing.
Oh, it's
tearing it up. Got sweaty and went, well, that's enough dancing.
Where'd you go?
Sherry's 50th.
Oh. And you danced?
I was blown away.
Wait,
where was
finish
it?
Finish the sentence. You're all
I
there.
Can't. I actually just occurred to me when I showed up at her house that she did a 50th birthday and she, you know, she's very Julie McCoy, like, you know.
I don't know.
You do.
Cruise
from the love from the Love Boat. She planned all the everything that happened. So we've always called her Julie McCoy.
Shuffleboard and such.
All of it. And it was like a wedding. It was extravagant.
She like, planned her own party?
She did, because she knows nobody else can plan the party she can, and she was right. There was a band that killed it. Beautiful tables with centerpieces set up all over. I was like, holy wedding. Catered food, huge bar. I was like, I did not know this is where I was going. I'm glad I put a cute outfit on.
Oh, how'd you do with the Nordstrom personal shopper gal? Pam.
Good. I did.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Where are you guys getting? What are you getting
I don't know that look on your face.
Really?
What happened?
The yikes look on your face. The one that you're putting into the camera right now that everyone can see at RadioAlice.com.
I'm going to return some of the stuff.
What happened?
I weigh.
After dancing in
it? No. That I'm keeping.
What happened?
I overspent. And I got home and I was trying the stuff on. And John was just like, oh, I don't love that. How much did you pay for that? And I looked and went, I'm going to return. So I'm going to return a bunch of stuff. It's not okay.
What aren't you going to keep?
Couple jackets, a pair of shoes, a few things.
What about the lingerie, the teddy and stuff like that?
The teddy. You're the only one that ever says teddy.
I'm going to keep that, I guess.
So the skirt stays in?
What skirt?
Oh, you didn't get any skirts or dresses?
No skirts or dresses. What about the gown? No, what gown, please?
The ball gown.
There's no gown. I'm never going to have a gown. If I'm going to go someplace fancy, I'll go rent a
So when you were at the place, were you like, okay, I can make this work, and then you get home, you go, I just really, there you go.
It was just like that. You said I tried on all this stuff, and listen, I love the girl who's over there, but she's, you know, she makes me feel really good about myself in every outfit.
Yeah.
And so I put a couple outfits together, and then I'm looking at them, and I got rid of a few things, and I resisted the urge to buy this scarf that I liked, because I'm like, really?
Scarf. You're like, you need a scarf.
It looked amazing with the outfit that I had.
The scarf you're never going to wear.
You need a scarf.
$300.
It was only $200, but it was still, I was like, for a scarf, I could buy like 1,000 other things for $200. But anyway.
You could buy 2 trees for that.
Right. I could.
Well, who do you trust, Pam or your husband?
Well, she's great. She's actually a really good stylist. But I got home, and the thing was, too, so I thought, I'm like, okay, I pared it down. I brought it up to the register, and it was a boatload of money.
Yeah.
I was just like, so already I was kind of like, oh, that's way more than I wanted to spend. And when I got home and put a couple things on, and John was like, I don't love that. Especially this one thing, this jacket, which I really did like. But as soon as I saw it through his eyes, I was like, I got to bring that back.
Well, I can just tell you, what we don't need is more jackets. We never see you out of a jacket. We don't need more jackets.
Well, I bought 2 jackets, so I'm going to bring them both back.
Oh, good.
I'm taking them both back.
Yeah, get rid of the jackets.
Right. Sorry about the... We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.